This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, before I bring out the next guy, you guys know tonight is Jello Shot Tuesday! We all know what happens after 8 Jello shots. We urinate all over ourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I have to have snacks Monday through Friday. I have to have snacks for school, snacks for after school, snacks for TV watching, snacks for just when I feel like snacking. I have to have my snacks.
This guy is doing great work.
Welcome to our radio show. Today's topic, fish sticks. Becky, what did you think?
They were all right.
Yeah, they were all right.
I got two guys that are going to get you in the dancing mood.
There they are. Hey, buttholes.
And now,
before we start, Jake has asked to play another piece on his bassoon.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 6th of August.
Do we need a full-time show bassoonist, you guys?
Obviously.
No, I think so.
Do we need, like, when a sad story, we just have a guy, we point to him in the corner of the room, and he goes...
He's just waiting through the whole show.
Some days, yeah.
Some days he doesn't work at all.
No. During
positive days, he just sits there.
I like it. But I feel like if we had a full-time musician, though, we would use him more. Like, we
Maybe.
Wouldn't just use him for just that. Can a bassoon play a happy tune?
I don't know if there's any real happiness to a bassoon because, like we learned on Fleabag, it is a cry for help. But I also don't believe there's any pep to a bassoon. It's just got to be slow and melancholy.
It seems like it's made for sad.
There was a bassoon player in Real Big Fish. No, there wasn't. But I feel like that's a lie that could work.
Okay, forgive my ignorance, sir. I know nothing. I'm a master of the ukulele, but I don't know much about other instruments. A bassoon is a stringed instrument, no?
No, it'd be wind.
I thought it was a wind.
It's a wind instrument, yeah.
Oh, it's not. Oh.
I do want you to know that when I Googled bassoon, the first thing that came up was bassoon fingering chart.
Ooh.
It's a woodwind instrument in the double reed family that plays music written in the bass and tenor clefs.
It's so, like a lower saxophone.
Yeah, it looks like a flute.
I was going to say more of a flute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you play it down here as opposed to you play a flute up here.
Right.
And it almost has like a long wind pipe you play into off of the actual flute part.
Yeah.
But you could certainly play it fast, though. I would imagine, just like with a flute, right?
I assume you could.
It just has that sound.
It doesn't lend itself to...
You don't see pep.
Yeah, I don't see much pep.
Okay.
The bassoon? You want to know what the bassoon is? It's a cry for help!
Perhaps we need a more versatile instrument than a bassoonist full-time.
Like a tuba?
That would be
That's some pep.
Okay. I think he's getting a lot out of that instrument.
It's a she, you misogynist.
Okay.
Don't think we need that, though.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like us.
Uh-uh. No.
Doesn't sound like us. All right.
I want to hear your pitch to management, though.
We talk about a lot of sad stuff on our show, and we think that it would help if we had a live bassoonist.
Right. I think that'll go over well.
Sure.
There's room for that in the budget. Mm-hmm. All right, before we get into today's very busy show, thoughts on circumcision, yay or nay?
Something
light you guys want to get into?
So for it.
You're for circumcision.
Yeah.
You got circumcised.
I mean, I don't have a penis.
Okay. They cut that much off?
Yes.
What? That sounds like a botched circumcision.
That's funny.
Kevin Jensen, circumcision, yay or nay?
Do you want extra sausage?
I've had to face this. As you know, I just had a baby boy, and we decided to get him circumcised. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he had to do it a little later than other children because of the lung.
Hospital stay?
Yeah, because the hospital.
Oh, it's usually younger?
They get it within like a... I mean, sometimes... I mean, the plan was to have him taken after an hour or two of
just have a boil in the delivery room?
No. We were going to have a religious ceremony. The doctor was going to do it. And so they were going to walk him off and then do it eventually within the first, I guess, 4 hours.
Oh, my God. That is a rough entrance to the world.
I mean, I don't know if it's rougher than being sent into the universe from a small small little room he's been in for 9 months.
Yeah, oops. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, though, you just get used to the idea that, okay, now I'm not in mommy's womb. And then, wait a minute, who's this old man with a pair of scissors?
Again, it
was a woman.
Man.
My doctor was a woman.
You got to deal with that.
And then I just use, like, regular scissors either.
Women can't be doctors, by the way, first of all. We all know that. But I'm just saying, that's tough on day one.
Yeah, well, luckily we had a little later than that.
Okay.
And it was something we definitely did a ton of research on because I didn't feel totally comfortable with just being like, oh, we got to do it because in gym it's really embarrassing if you don't have it, which is a feeling I had while in like middle school.
Right.
I mean, there definitely are, and we talk about this all the time, how any new parent is going to get no shortage of opinions, but there definitely are people out there, a very, very small minority in this country who do look at it as some sort of a butchering or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people who think we didn't land on the moon, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we will all be definitely getting those emails.
Yeah, I mean, I think reasonable people can disagree on this one,
yes.
though. I don't think you're a moon... It's not equivalent to a moon landing conspiracist.
We watched one of those movies that are like kind of like a propaganda for anti-circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that they bring up are slightly dated. Like, they don't tie the arms down, or at least you shouldn't be getting a circumcision from a doctor who ties your baby's arms down, and things like that. So,
right.
My main thing came down to being 3 years old and, you know, and you're, or 4 years old and hoping your child cleans it correctly. That seemed semi impossible for me.
That's like a full time job.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, I
get
it.
Not easy.
Look, I'm not judging. I would do the exact same thing.
You want to do my kids?
No. Oh. I'm just saying, I not that it matters, but I do agree. I don't think your kid needs to wear a turtleneck the rest of his life. You know what
sure.
I mean? So, well, the reason I bring all that up is to bring this up. A 70-year-old named Terry Brazier was in the Leicester Royal Infirmary for a procedure. He was getting something called a cystoscopy, which is where, he's 70 again, which is where Botox is injected into the bladder wall to help control incontinence, which is a procedure I've not heard of before. But if that works, more power to old people, right? He's in there. It's just an in-office procedure, not a, you know, under anesthesia surgery or anything. He's chatting with the staff. And at the end of the procedure, one of the nurses, probably a woman, by the way, realizes they accidentally got the patient's charts mixed up and they circumcised him instead. So he went in there for incontinence and ended up being circumcised. They said,
so
you know
different.
What? We're That's not the
not
same.
Not the same thing?
No.
So we're going to, you know, just hang on, Mr. Brazier. The doctor will be in to chat with you. And
but upside, whoever that baby is, never going to have incontinence.
Right?
No.
It's too much penis. Yeah.
No,
you're right.
I will also say that I was told while I was doing all this research that having a circumcision at an adult age is insanely painful.
Yeah.
Like to a major torturous point. Mm-hmm. And that's why they obviously recommend you get it really young.
Yeah, before all the nerve endings and it's... Yeah, exactly.
And also before you could get erections and stuff, which is
the
big,
hospital...
Big
why
did you just talk right over that, Bean? That was a big deal.
I'm
said
sorry.
Erections and
you
that
know,
was...
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
The hospital apologized, of course. They remain deeply and genuinely sorry that this mistake occurred. They would like to take this opportunity once again to apologize to Mr. Brazier.
Look, we can put it back.
I'm not sure it works like that. I guess my question for you guys is, it is a big deal even though he's 70 and who knows how much he's using it because you don't want to get an accidental procedure that you didn't plan on.
Don't really write on you in a marker now to make sure nothing goes wrong?
Supposed to.
Left arm, right arm, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the hospital awarded him for the error? You be the judge. Because he did get paid.
Is that a weenie?
He did get paid in addition to getting an apology. He did get paid.
Where was this?
This was in Britain.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not as generally as crazy out of whack as America is. Because if this happened to an American, he would demand $100 billion.
Yeah, like own the hospital.
Right.
I would say 750,000 euro.
750,000 euro. They don't use the euro in England, but that's, okay. That's a good guess.
I would say 150,000 yen.
All right.
I would
that's
say.
Good. And I think that's $11 if I'm
doing that. Okay. $150,000, pound, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Jesse? I would say about 600,000 scruple.
Okay. I don't think that's a real currency, but guys, 24 grand.
That is such a ripoff.
Wow.
$24,000. That's it. He needs a better attorney, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, $24,000, he's going to go through so much pain.
Yeah.
It's not even about just losing the skin or whatever. Like, I can see that not being maybe
they're just throwing in the circumcision. They're like, we're not charging you for this.
Yeah, maybe this, well.
It's part of it.
Isn't it all free there anyway?
Yes, that's
okay.
true.
Okay. Yeah,
it's National Health Service, so that's true. You didn't have to pay for it anyway. So $24,000, I was very surprised by how tiny that amount is.
Penis.
How tiny the amount is? Or
yes.
Oh.
Of the money, of the
salary. He saw the results.
So anyway, so there you go.
That's not what you want.
That is a circumcision talk.
Thanks, honey, little grandpa.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I tell you what, you're not very competent, right? I think everybody can agree on that.
Life skills you never learned. You grew up, you get a flat tire on the freeway, you have no idea how to change it.
Mm-hmm. And you have no idea how you got there because you can't drive a stick.
Okay. All right.
How's this?
A different one.
How's this for a tease? I asked my wife last night this question, my wife, and she answered it for me, and it is the most embarrassing thing I've ever admitted in public.
All right.
Oh. Wow.
Jensen's bad at sex.
Or wiping.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, horny little grandpa. Oh.
Animal stories on the show today?
Yeah.
Things Jensen learned as a new dad?
Mm-hmm. One of the most terrifying animal stories you'll ever hear today, by the way.
Oh. We are really promising.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Number neighbors?
Oh, I forgot to do that yesterday. We got to talk about it. I got to do
it. I didn't get a reply.
Same.
Your number neighbor's a dick.
Come on.
My neighbors weren't home.
Did you try both directions, Kevin?
Yep.
Up and down? Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah. All right, to make a new friend.
We will talk about that coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break, and we will come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning. A lot of announcements yesterday from the TCA press tour.
Okay.
Where they go around all the different networks, talk about what's coming up, that type of thing. But ABC, no surprise here, holding on to all of its Bachelor titles for at least another year. They announced yesterday during the TCA press tour appearance that they have renewed The Bachelorette for its, what season do you think? The Bachelorette.
20.
Wow, I was going to say 10th.
Oh, no. I think it's safe to say 30.
Really?
Really? Well, just The Bachelorette.
Oh, sorry. It's about 20. About 15, 20.
Okay.
About half, yeah.
Yeah, 16th season for The Bachelorette.
I wonder where that puts everything at.
Bachelor in Paradise will be renewed for its 7th season.
Okay.
And in May, ABC renewed The Bachelor for another season as well.
What a franchise, man. Think how much money that franchise has generated.
A ton. A ton, and it's not expensive really to make.
And I think out of, you know, the combined dozens of seasons, I think there may be two people who have gotten married out of it.
Yeah. Not very many.
Yeah.
At least it stick together.
Yeah.
I think there was some stat that was like more people have been married off The Biggest Loser or something like that. Like some other reality
show. And Survivor.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survivor, yeah.
Well, in its 15th season, The Bachelorette averaged 5.7 million viewers. So I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There you go. Not as good as, do you remember when ABC did Live in Front of a Studio Audience with Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel hosted it, and they did a kind of a reboot, if you will, of All in the Family and the Jeffersons?
Yep, it was great.
It was wonderful. That aired back in May, and it had, you know, 22 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So no shock, ABC announced, hey, we're going to do that again. Not only during the holidays, we're going to do it in the winter for a holiday special. We're going to do it in the spring of 2020 as well.
Great.
Obviously.
Great.
They haven't revealed which classic shows are set for either special, but Norman Lear's library, you've got Maude, Fernwood Tonight, Good Times, Sanford and Son. Right?
Sure. Yeah, and they're not limited to Norman Lear shows either, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
Sits live in front of a studio audience and their Norman Lear shows.
They couldn't do Welcome Back, Kotter if they wanted to?
They will figure out a way to use other things from the network. I would
think so. I mean, ABC has, you know, Mork and Mindy. They have a ton of shows throughout the years.
I mean, maybe you'd keep doing Norman Lear as long as you have him.
Okay.
Ah.
And then when he's gone, Three's Company.
Yeah.
Come on, I gotta do.
Happy Days, right?
Yeah. Good times, everybody. I don't know if it's going to be Norman Lear again, but I assume it is.
Okay.
I'll have more information next hour.
I think that was plenty. That was good.
But they're talking about they haven't revealed which one it is, but there are plenty in the Norman Lear library, so mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be Norman Lear again.
Okay.
Right?
And I'm okay with that, too.
I am as well. Absolutely. You guys excited for Batwoman? Premiering
sure.
Sunday, October 6th at 8 p.m. on the CW.
Are sure. they a sponsor?
I don't know.
This show?
I don't think
right, then I'll hold back.
So. Okay. Batwoman, of course, breaking new ground as TV's first out lesbian superhero lead with Kate Kane, played by Ruby Rose.
Oh, I'm kind of into it. I take back my joke. I want to see Ruby Rose be a superhero.
Yeah, lesbian like Batwoman. I'm in.
I'd like to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he just did a shimmy. I just saw him do a little shimmy with his shoulders. Well, they are not going to be holding back. They're going to highlight the fact that she's out, and they're going to lean into romance this season. Batwoman executive producer Caroline Dries told Entertainment Weekly that despite Kate being in a complicated on-again-off-again relationship with closeted Sophie, I don't know who any of these people are, but apparently she's in a complicated on-again-off-again relationship with closeted Sophie, she will be dating around and have a full romantic life.
I look forward to a day where we don't have to mention the fact.
Yeah, just happens in the show.
Yeah, just happens.
But I'm sure we're
and everybody's
almost,
like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Well, I like being warned. I don't like to seeing that pop up on me, on my show, on my TV. Not on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
I'm
yeah, right
I'm never
time,
around
sir.
Them. I'm always around straights.
Okay, got it.
I've never been around any of them lesbians.
Ooh, we've got some birthdays
them
for
Ruby
you.
Roses.
M. Night Shyamalan.
But is it really his birthday?
I don't
or is
know.
He just making it think
I
it is?
I don't know. At the end, he's just like, I've been dead this whole time.
What? I was really born in May.
What? Soleil Moonfry.
Oh, we love her.
Punky Brewster. Vera Farmiga. Maren Dungey. Friend
Yay!
Of the show.
Yay!
Love.
And I don't think she was your favorite Spice Girl, was she, Bean?
No.
Ginger Spice?
No, I'm a sporty guy. Ooh. Just because she's best singer.
Really?
That is such a hot take.
Which one is Ginger? Is she the redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Okay, well,
she's
play
most
it.
People's favorite.
Hit it. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want. So it's Jerry Halliwell's birthday, but I feel like we need to do a deep dive into why Sporty is his favorite.
I already said best singer, but
that doesn't make any
you're
sense.
Not buying
she's
the best
no,
singer.
No.
Baby is my favorite looking
there
Spice Girl.
Okay. There it is.
But Sporty is my favorite Spice Girl because she's the most talented.
Where did you hear the difference in their voice? Like, were you like...
Solo albums. I have all of their solo albums.
Great. By the way, really honestly couldn't have had a better answer than that.
I said Ginger, and he's like, oh, yeah, everybody, most people agree on that. How much information do you have on Spice Girls?
I mean, I pay attention.
Sure.
I just take her.
Current on Spice Girls.
That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
New feature, new jingle.
This man's on fire. He will inspire.
Jensen's hot, hot, hot takes.
I'm terribly poopy.
Party people, it's time to check out Jensen's hot, hot, hot takes.
This is where Jensen gets dumb.
I mean, sometimes.
You can say that most days.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. I have opinions. I think that they need to be heard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these opinions aren't necessarily popular. But that doesn't mean I can't tell you them, and that doesn't mean I'm wrong.
It also doesn't mean you're not Hot Take Jones, though, and some opinions maybe you ought to keep to yourself because they're dumb.
You also could be wrong. That's also an option. You're saying you might not be. I'm saying you might.
And then you could also not tell us. I mean, listen, a lot of options here.
I'm with that lady.
As you know, we have time to fill. Okay, Hot Take Jones in the building.
Okay.
And excuse me.
Bless you.
No, that's what we're talking about. That was a fake sneeze. Hot Take Jones is here because I don't think that anyone should be saying God bless you anymore.
Oh, because there's too much politeness in the world, Jensen?
It's not that.
You know what little kindness we have less? Right. Let's get rid of it.
No, it's not kindness. In real life, what you don't know is they don't really, they can't really point a finger to where God bless you started, right? A lot of people think it's because during the plague that it was one of the first symptoms of being able to see that someone has the plague. So they're like, God bless you, you don't have the plague. They had a plague! It's been hundreds of years.
I think it's back, but other than that, go ahead.
Listen, just say it to Dr. Drew.
Okay.
This is the most archaic, odd tradition we have. People sneeze numerous times a day around you.
Right.
You don't have to acknowledge it at this point. This is such a dumb tradition.
What's the downside?
Well, a couple things.
Okay.
One is that some people are atheists, or some people don't believe that every time they sneeze, they need God's help. Which
I said bless you. I didn't even bring God into it.
Well, I think they're the same thing. I don't think those are any different. I think that you're alluding to the idea that God blesses me.
But do you really think that when people say it, they are considering they hope God blesses you?
Well, that's part of it. I think
they're not even meaning
it. It's a robotic move.
Again,
if I felt that someone was really like, hey, man, you sneeze, that's a rough thing. Number one, it's not a rough thing. Two.
Have you heard Bean sneeze?
Oh, sorry.
That's a rough thing.
Honestly, he does deserve God's blessing. But that is the one person who deserves it. This is a stupid, dumb thing that somehow has lived on forever, and I almost am offended by it. I think the people who sneeze, and this is real. I don't make up these takes.
Okay.
I think the people who sneeze should say they're sorry. And
say excuse me.
Then that's fine. But I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's like a fart. I think that if you fart in public, you would be like, oh God, sorry. I think it's similar about sneezing. And I'm not saying I'm Donald Trump about it, or, you know, I've heard rumor, Vince McMahon about how if you sneeze in front of them, they think it's a weakness. I don't even think that. I just think we have a stupid, stupid tradition that involves sneezing.
So you think not only should the onus not be on the people in the room, it absolutely should be on the sneezer.
Correct. Because right now, everyone's brain is sort of on autopilot.
No, you are right about that. I mean, it is something you are taught to do as a little kid.
A superstitious theory, one of the reasons they think it happened, is an ancient belief that a sneeze might accidentally expel the spirit from your body, and so God blesses you to prevent that. Are we cool with just living like that?
No, but I don't think anyone thinks that anymore.
But then there's no other replacement.
That's how it got started.
Yeah, there's no replacement. Oh, it used to be about the evil spirits leaving your face. But nowadays we do it because, no, there's no reason. It's the same thing.
All right, let me ask this question, hot take, and that is part of this coming from the pressures on you? If you sneeze and Allie says, bless you, which is just her being kind, then you feel like you're required to say thank you, and that's what you're trying to get out of.
Yes, except I just don't understand the reasoning.
Let me back up a step. She says bless you, do you think that's her being kind?
No, I think it's her on autopilot. I think it's her doing what she's been doing since childhood and was told to do.
Well, I mean, I don't think if she were here we could ask her, but I don't think that she thinks you're going to die or that the devil is being expelled from your body.
So when you said bless you when I fake sneezed and did great acting, by the way, if anyone's casting, if you saw, what was your reasoning for doing it?
You're completely right. It's instinctual, 100%.
So are there any other things in our life that we do just instinctually on the street to people?
High five when you see a kid fall down.
Well, that I have no take
on. We're all good with.
But also, people are atheists, and people don't necessarily need your blessing. I think it's almost like presumptuous.
But even if you're atheist, I don't think when people say God bless you, they mean God.
I don't think it's Merry Christmas. I don't think those are the same. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand if you're atheist. I do get why you would be uncomfortable with somebody saying Merry Christmas. But I don't think it's the same as bless you. I really don't. I think bless you is a way of saying, I care about you and
strangers? That's even creepier. So you're saying that
a kindness.
Yeah, I think you're saying, I care about you and it's a shame that you're sneezing because nobody sneezes because what's going on in their nose is great. You know what I mean? So
that's a lot of thought.
I'm saying I wish people would open doors for people more. I think there are better places to put your kindness. Because I do see people opening doors.
Are you draining your kindness when you say bless you?
Yes.
Are you?
I actually believe that.
You're
have a certain...
nuts.
No, I don't think you know it.
We have a threshold for kindness.
It would appear so. It would appear so, because what I'm saying is I think that there are better places to put it, and what a waste of time to do it with God Bless You. What a waste.
Are you one of those people who believes you have limited heartbeats and you can't use them all up at once? So let's not exercise because they have to last as long as
it
I can.
Sounds like it.
No. We're not revealing I'm Trump. No.
Can I try a different, like I always say
please,
bless you.
Please, so, okay. An alternative.
An alternative.
Would love an alternative.
Sneeze for me.
Hachu.
You nasty.
I love that. I love it. Okay. I'll try one.
Okay.
You go ahead. Get a tissue.
All right.
Get a tissue is good.
Okay. I mean, now you're just making...
Also, by the way, do you want a tissue I'm almost cool with? Like, I want it to be functional. Right now, God Bless You has no function and no reason other than the fact that we've been told to do it, and it's from the time of the plague.
You guys know I've been very consistent in all the years you've known me, Allie, with how I respond to sneezes.
Yeah,
let's hear yours. Stop it.
Yeah,
immediately.
I actually like that. Every time. I like that even more because it really actually addresses what you feel about a sneeze instead of just kind of being a lemming and just saying whatever you were told to say.
All right. So the hot take today, kids, is. Beat down that impulse to be kind to a stranger.
You know what? If you see someone sneeze, just push them off the floor. Hot take jokes.
This is where Jensen gets dumb.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Jensen has been a dad for like a month now, and you're saying, Jensen, you feel like you've learned everything there is to know about being a parent so far?
I think I'm pretty much done, yeah. We're sending him off to college. I'm done. My hands are clean.
But he has been surprised by some of the things he's learned, and we will discuss coming up. Plus, what is a number neighbor? I think you'll want to stick around for that. That's all coming up at K-Rock after Animal Stories.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
Once again, I remind you, there is no animal called a minx.
Gotta let it go. Gotta let it go.
Omar does not care. Dee Gallant, 45 years old, on a hike in, Vancouver Island, of all places, where I've been. It is delightful. She's there with her dog, Murphy. This just happened last week. She was only a few miles into the woods when she turned around and realized that they had company. They were being stalked by a cougar.
Oh.
Which, of course, is always a possibility, you know, in many parts of this country when you're out hiking in the woods. Allie, you're not a big fan of hiking. This may be one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
At first, she was intrigued. She had never seen one that close before, but then she realized she was in danger that the animal was approaching her. So she yelled at the cougar, but it did not retreat. It stopped, but would not leave.
Yeah, there's a difference between seeing one and going, wow, that's a cougar, and then it's stalking you.
Yeah.
Yes. She tried waving her arms. She started yelling at the cat, saying things like, bad kitty.
Yes.
And get out of here. But the cougar stood its ground. Then Dee had a brilliant idea. She pulled out her phone, went to her iTunes, and found the loudest thing on her phone, which was Metallica. Hit it, Steve.
So be it. Settle the score. Touch me again for the words that you will hear evermore.
You're not going to tell me that the cougar doesn't like Metallica.
She blasted Don't Tread on Me, and apparently that is what did it. A few notes in, the cougar scurried off. And she said the whole incident lasted about 5 minutes. She wasn't scared. She thought it was actually kind of cool. She got to see a cougar so long. She thought it was exciting. But just to be on the safe side so the cougar didn't come back, she kept the song on a loop for the rest of her hike. But Metallica kind of maybe saved this lady's life.
Well, and she was quick enough to pick like a sort of a song that makes sense. Don't Tread on Me.
Don't Tread on Me, right.
Yeah, it's like she was quick enough to figure out that pun.
I mean, if she had just hit, like, Owl City or something, she'd be dead.
She'd be
right
dead, right? As she should be.
Oh, the Cougars hate Owl City.
Everyone hates Owl City.
Saturday night, there was a soccer game. Kevin, who's the Colorado MLS team?
Rapids.
And who is the Montreal MLS team?
The Montreal team.
The A's?
The Impact is the name of that team, which is a terrible name for a soccer game.
This is a quiz. I thought we were doing animal stories.
We are doing animal stories. So this is the game, and the game did go on. However, the Tri-County Colorado Health Department announced that thanks to the discovery of the Sylvatic plague, meaning animal-borne, in the Prairie Dogs in the Denver suburb of Commerce, which is where the games are played, they decided that they were going to cancel the post-game fireworks. Now, I'm trying to figure this out because the game went on, but the fireworks didn't. I think because there's a lot of grass around the stadium, maybe a bunch of people show up for fireworks that aren't at the game, maybe, and they're trying to keep people off the grass. That's the only thing I can think. But they have confirmed the presence of plague-infested fleas affecting prairie dog colonies in the surrounding area.
Whoa.
So they're closing places all over this Commerce, Colorado area because of the freaking plague.
God bless them, am I right?
So, I mean, you stay away from prairie dogs and maybe just stay away from soccer just to be on the safe side.
Just to be safe.
How dare you.
There is an emu on the loose in North Carolina. We don't have a lot of emu stories, but this one, who the authorities have named Eno the emu, for 5 weeks has been running around in North Carolina, and every time the police get a call on its location, they rush there, but the emu is gone. Over a month, this thing has been going around. It runs 30 miles an hour, by the way.
Wow. And
miles an hour. It has run into a couple of cars so far. They obviously are very concerned about it. They definitely want to get it out of the, you know, out of the, they don't want it to hurt itself or anyone else, but they have not been able to catch it after a month. The reason this story got on my radar is that there are wanted posters all over Orange County in North Carolina. Have you seen this emu? And I just kept thinking, are there lots of emus around and we're supposed to identify that one? Like, why do you need to put a picture of an emu out?
That is quite odd.
Are there any distinct characteristics on this emu that make it different than the other ones?
Because you can just see a guy going, is that the emu? Oh, you know what? That's not. That one's got a mustache. Or is it possible that people just don't know what an emu...
People just got a mustache, you said. I just want to clarify.
People just don't know what an emu looks like. Do you think that's what it is? Like, they think they can confuse it with an ostrich or something?
I mean,
or?
I would guess it would be the only one they would see.
Answers
I
to would... Enu, where it has a tag.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And no mustache. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would think it'd be the only emu they'd come across, too. All right, finally, the most terrifying story, I think, in the history of animal stories.
Oh, no.
Please enjoy this news from Wisconsin.
Just 1 month ago, Greg Manteifel was a long way from a hospital bed.
He loves riding his Harley.
Dawn Manteifel says her husband was perfectly healthy, but what they initially thought was the flu landed Greg in the emergency room.
Okay, wait for it, you guys. Hmm.
It hit him with a vengeance. It's just bruising all over him, like somebody beat him up with a baseball bat.
She says life as they knew it changed forever. Blood tests revealed an infection caused by the bacteria, Capnocytophaga.
It took a week, and they were taking his legs.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's fine. Now he has what they think is the flu. Now they're cutting off his legs.
Oh, my God. After only a week?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, here, let me play it again.
Yeah, please. I need
the
every
infection,
word.
Infection very likely entering Greg's system by something so common.
Any thoughts?
Oh, no, I think I know because we did this before. Is it a sweet little dog licked him?
Getting licked by a dog.
No! How can something so precious hurt me?
No!
Getting licked by a dog, and the next thing you know, you got no legs.
We did a similar story, and I was like, this isn't real. It doesn't happen. And now it happened again?
Explain.
It happens rarely, but here you go.
Probably his own.
This type of bacteria comes from the saliva of dogs.
Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price is an infectious disease specialist with Frater and the Medical College.
This infection in his blood triggered a very severe response on his body.
That response causing Greg's blood pressure to drop and the circulation in his limbs to decrease rapidly.
Sometimes it decreases so much that the arms and legs just die.
Oh my God.
Did you say his own dog?
His own dog.
That's the hurtful part.
Yes.
It's not like he just got licked by a random dog or an emu with a mustache.
Right.
He was licked by his own love.
His own dog.
I don't think his dog meant it, you guys.
No, I don't think so
we're
either.
All with you on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so either. I don't know. I mean, it's extraordinarily rare. More than 99% of people who have dogs will never have this issue, says the dog. It's just chance.
Said the dog.
The dog was quoted.
The dog.
I'm sorry. I gave him the disease.
No,
99% of people.
Did I say dog? I meant doctor. The doctor said that. But the doctor is also a dog. That's what's so weird about this story.
What an animal story.
This has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news.
blues.
What?
Animal stories to cure your blues.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
New daddy, mm-hmm. Jensen Karp.
Yeah.
You have been you've been learning on the job, huh?
Yeah, my baby is a little over 6 weeks now. Adler Lawrence Karp.
And that little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler.
No, no.
I don't think that's the point.
That's not true. Yeah, you can't do that. He's fine. And, you know, being a dad is a transition that happens really overnight. You one day I'm like, what Blu-ray can I get? Which one is, I guess I could get the new Spider-Man. And then the next day you're like, I have to keep this thing alive. Like, yeah. It immediately changes.
How long can he sit in his own poop? That's your question the next day.
I've thought of that many times. I think so far the answer is about an hour. And I feel like I said this on Twitter and I believe it.
Okay.
About 3 weeks in, I realized it's really similar to playing The Sims. It truly is. Because you have to, like, take care, make sure you eat, make sure you clean up, make sure you, it's like all these small little tasks that you have to make sure happen, at least with a, obviously with a newborn. Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense, and you can't be away from the screen for very long.
No, or else, you know, your the flies will go around the garbage,
right,
or whatever. That was the only thing I remember happening in The Sims. And so I think it's a very difficult process. I am lucky to have an angel for a wife who is an incredible mother already. But there are some things that I've learned very quickly.
Okay.
That I'm so shocked by that I can't believe I didn't know before.
You never could have predicted this.
Correct.
Okay. And by the way, you were not people who were surprised by a baby. You anticipated this and did a ton of research to be up to speed as to what you need to do when you brought that baby home, right?
Is it a toilet baby? It was not a toilet baby, so we knew way in advance that we were having a baby. So, yes, we were not surprised.
You thought you were prepared. You found out you weren't.
You prepare the best you can, yeah.
Very much so. First, when we took him home the first few days, we kept thinking maybe we weren't putting the diaper on correctly or that we were leaving sort of like a, you know, opening because there was pee all over him. Like, and out of the diaper and on his swaddle and all these things. I was like, what is going on?
Good morning.
And so we just kept being like, what could this be? And we realized we didn't even think of the penis has to be down in the diaper. So when you're putting on the diaper, it has to be facing down so the diaper actually works.
Oh.
If you close the diaper and it's facing up, he just pees on himself.
Never would have thought that.
Never would have thought about that.
I guess Danielle has an excuse. She does not have a penis.
Right.
That'll be on TMZ. But you
should have thought of that.
I should have thought of that.
I don't know that you should have because you weren't aware of it when you were a baby.
Right, but so, he knows how penises work.
Sure, though. He works.
Like he wouldn't walk around with his penis up. Okay, that out of context is going to sound really weird.
Really creepy.
Well, you wouldn't attempt to pee with your penis up is what I'm saying. So it does make sense that it would be a problem for your son.
Correct. So that was a quick one,
okay.
Right? The second one is my baby is very gassy. And when I mean very gassy, I mean he is farting, I don't know, maybe 20 times an hour.
Well, that's exceptional.
Yeah, I think it's because the formula he has to be on for his, you know, for his chylothoraces. But
you should be proud. That's great.
I mean, it's incredible. And not only that, like sometimes they're just like earth shattering. Like the farts are so crazy, I think it's like affecting his core or his like balance.
Was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
You should tell Corolla. He will want to come over and see that in person.
It's really beautiful.
Do not let Corolla near your baby.
It's true. So we started to look into things that could help. And they're all the same suggestions, gripe water and all these different things. But the one that we found online that I didn't know existed and now love is the Frida.
A butt plug?
It's honestly real close.
Really?
It's called the Frida Baby Windy, and it's also called the Gas Passer. So this looks like a small harmonica.
Wait, so he can play a tune? What's
okay.
happening?
Right, here we go. You ready? Yes. You lube up one side of the harmonica.
Okay. You're making stuff up.
I swear,
you're punking us.
I swear on my life.
All right, go ahead.
You lube it up.
Yeah.
And you enter the baby's butt like a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit for a second and it will whistle. And when Danielle and I did it the first time, we were like, was that a whistle? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like we're going to know. And then.
Can it play the Blue Danube?
Right. and then that's some gas, right?
Uh-huh.
So we've released some gas. Then we pulled the harmonica out.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then,
no.
Yeah. What? I'm not going to go any further.
Hounds.
Release
the
hounds.
Oh, no.
Oh,
why would
come
you?
Come on now.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Get fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
He was happier.
Yeah.
But the whistle was great. Because we were sort of like, is that it? And then it just was like, you know, clear, it sounded like a Billy Joel song. Yeah.
Can you get different instruments, like a batuba?
That's a great question.
I would hope so.
Okay.
But this is a wind instrument I probably will never play with my mouth.
Oh.
Also, I would suggest maybe we could get Beer Mug to do it in his butt.
Yeah. Would you?
I have no problem releasing gas, though.
Right. This would just push it further. The third one, I don't know if I really was going back and forth and even admitting this.
Okay.
So, did you know that breast milk is a
delicious treat?
Natural healing mechanism?
Natural healing?
So,
I don't think so.
Okay, so the baby started to because their fingernails, they're like little Nosferatu Edward Scissorhands, so they'll like stab their face and accidentally cut it. So we asked the doctor, we were like, so what can we do to fix that? And he said, just put a little breast milk on it, which I thought was like, oh, okay. And he's, yeah, it's naturally healing. I go, great.
Then he went to his nurse and he's like, I told him to put breast milk on it.
No. And then we put the breast milk on the baby's face and it went away.
What?
And so I...
Oh, no.
What?
Nope.
I... Mm-mm. Have started to put it on things in which I have a cut.
And?
It goes away!
Oh, my God.
It goes away. And so I asked the doctor the other day, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. People use it all the time on, like, dry face. Like, I used it on my dry face this morning. I feel much better.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I should be putting it in a cup rather than having it dispensed directly on my face.
So you're rubbing breast milk on your face in the morning?
Yes.
As a moisturizer?
Yes. And I also put it on my scalp to deal with any sort of dry scalp. Or I also had a cut on my finger. I put it on. It's gone.
Is she making enough for the whole family?
Right?
Yeah.
What the
well,
hell?
We have her working 24 hours straight.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie, have there been any love connections as a result of a number neighbor reaching out?
I mean, a couple people are going to meet up for Area 51. That's a friendship connection.
Because remember that story that we all fell in love with a couple of years ago about that woman who accidentally invited somebody she didn't know to Thanksgiving, and he nodded, he showed up, and now he's like a part of their family?
He's gone 3 years in a row.
Year, yeah.
Yes,
3 years in
amazing.
A row.
That's an amazing story.
So explain the number neighbor for folks who maybe are not yet aware of this social media trend.
So it's a social media trend where you call somebody with a very similar number. It's just off by one digit. So
or text.
You text him. So your number is 555-1234.
What? You have to say my number on air?
So you text someone with the number 1235. Or you can go below 1233.
And they're your number neighbor.
And they are your number neighbor. Mm-hmm. So you start off and you say, hey, number neighbor. And then sometimes badness ensues. Sometimes really good things ensue. Let's start off with some good ones.
Well, why don't we start off with sometimes nothing ensues? That's what has all of us ticked off.
Yeah.
Because we were so excited about trying this yesterday, but we can't. Now, why would somebody just not respond? Because they just look at it as spam? Like this is somebody who's trying
just
to rip
wrong
me
number.
Off?
Wrong number, I would guess.
Number. It's not in your phone. Could possibly be a landline.
Or just a number that's not being used.
Sure. Yeah.
There's still landlines?
I have a landline.
Wow.
Justin.
Bean has to have a landline.
I don't anymore.
Oh, wow.
I did have a landline, but now my phone works in my house, so it's not a problem.
Welcome to 1935.
Well, you let me know when there's a huge earthquake if you need to make any calls. And please
I'll be knocking on your door.
Please don't email me and say it's not going to work in a huge earthquake. I already know that. So here's the thing. You text somebody, hey, number neighbor, and you hope they're nice. Like this person. Hey, number neighbor. What? It's a number neighbor. We have the same number, but just off by a digit. Oh, what's up, brother? That's sick. I know, right? And then they started sending pictures. Here's a casserole for you. Well, I didn't have anything for you. Hold on a second. Let me Google. And then he Googles a cookie.
What the hell?
Just bizarre, right? Here's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, number neighbor. Hope you're doing good. Here's a cute hamster. Oh, my God. I'm actually laughing so hard right now. Thank you. This has been the highlight of my day. So this person thinks, well, that worked well. Let me try my other number neighbor.
Yeah, the
with the digit,
downstairs.
With the digit down.
Sure.
Hey, number neighbor. Hope you're having a good day. Here's a cute video of a snake. That response went very different.
Mm-mm-mm.
My good friend died from a snake bite, you asshole. Okay. Also not good. You're my number neighbor. What's up?
Your what? Your number neighbor. We have the same number, except the last digit is the next one up or down. So you're my number neighbor. There's a lot of weird people on the earth. This is a work number. Don't text me again. I'm calling the police.
Wow, and that seems aggressive. I'm calling the police?
And this person's response, all right, well, you're definitely white. Have a good day.
What could the police possibly do if somebody texts you, by the way?
Come on.
Seriously.
I'm nervous to answer.
Okay, this one delighted me because it's, hey, number neighbor, with a happy emoji. And the response, no.
Amazing.
Now, these are great, Allie, but let me ask you guys, if you had been the recipient of the number neighbor text instead of the one who sent it out, how would you have reacted? Would you have been down for it, or would you have ignored it or shut it down or what?
I probably would, if I didn't know what it was, I would have said, what does this even mean? And mm-hmm. then from there, just be like, haha, that's funny. But
I would probably text back, you should stop doing this. That's what I would text
I think
back.
I'd have fun for a few minutes. And then I'd be like, this is boring. Yeah.
Well, I think I would play for a couple of minutes.
I mean, do they send you a cute video? Maybe. It makes it better.
This person didn't know what it was, so they had it explained that it's a Twitter trend. And their response was, stupid teens, always up to something. How about you get a job? Stop texting me, stupid mother effers. Our future is effed with y'all's BS. F off. Okay, that seems really aggressive.
Seems a bit much.
That's a lot. Get off my lawn, guy.
And sometimes you get a response that makes you hurt. Like this one. Hey, number neighbor. Huh? You're my number neighbor. Your number is exactly like mine, except the last number is one above mine. Oh, yeah. Well, this is my dad's phone. He passed of cancer, and we're trying to get this phone off the family plan.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes it's just as simple as, hey, number neighbor. And the person responds with, you ever seen a grown man naked? Which I enjoy very much. A lot of people, now that they know it's a trend, are being really nice about it with, hey, number neighbor. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for this all day.
Oh, my God.
And then they just start chatting back and forth. This one, somebody come get your father, is what it says. Hey, I'm your number neighbor. What? So they actually post an article on what a number neighbor
does. Okay, yeah, that helps.
And nice the personal context. Said, oh, where are you from, dog? New Jersey, what about you? Oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You want to FaceTime? I would, but I'm out. How old are you? The person responds, 13. And they wrote, oh, well, I'm 19. And then the kid says, ice cream? And the guy said, are you asking me to go get ice cream? And then they sent a picture, this 13-year-old, of an old man with a gray beard, gray hair, everything. Oh no. And he goes, yeah, I love ice cream. And then this girl says, I'm blocking you. And he goes, so no ice cream? And she wrote, you're not 13. He goes, well, I was 50 years ago.
Oh. Dear God.
I can't control my horny level.
This one, nobody expected. Hey, you're my number neighbor. Who's this? Oh, well, it's a number neighbor. They explain it. How'd you get my number? They explain it again. Okay, but how'd you get my number? They explain it again. Well, why would you do that? It's a number neighbor on Twitter. What is Twitter? They explain that. And then they sent a screenshot and they said, I can't get this picture. I have a Nokia. I'm in jail. And they wrote, what do you mean? You can have phones in jail? Well, yeah, if you have someone sneak it in.
Fantastic.
That was someone in prison was their number neighbor.
Fantastic. I like
that. You guys. And then finally, one that I just thought was delightful. Hey, you're my number neighbor. Someone with the same number. So I thought, just one up, one down. So I thought I'd say hi. And then they wrote, sorry if I'm bothering you, but I don't know if you're a girl or not. If you are, I sell hair and lashes. Just go to slayshay.com.
Oh, man.
So her number neighbor texted a picture of the top of their head that was bald and wrote, how much is the hair?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
What are the life skills that you at your age should know how to do but you don't?
Oh, I'm so nervous about this. I have the worst. You're never going to look at me the same.
I'm
after the Hawaiian shirt, worse than that.
Yeah, it's way worse. Okay.
I'm going to say I'm embarrassed by some of the things I don't have.
No,
I really am.
Is it butt stuff?
As a grown ass man, I ought to be able to do some basics to survive without a wife. I really should.
Right.
But we will discuss coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here with what's happening on a Tuesday.
I was trying to think when I saw this story about similar stories. Like when we see someone that we're so used to seeing, like an actor, actress, and all of a sudden they have a completely different look.
Right.
Like Felicity, the TV show, when she cut her hair, mm-hmm. people lost their minds.
Well, there was almost a civil war in this country.
It was insanity.
Yeah. Can I just butt in and say those people are crazy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Same with Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey,
she
got a nose job. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, she was Baby Houseman. I wrote her down too because that was shocking to people. But it shouldn't really be. You're just changing a little something.
What
right?
happens with people? How do they care that much?
Will it happen again, you guys?
Uh-oh. What are we to be outraged over?
Dakota Johnson appears to have had some dental work done. People are not pleased.
That whore.
She was photographed smiling at the premiere of a movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon, which I don't even think is real.
You should get new teeth for The Peanut Butter Falcon. That's the time to do it.
Fans noticed that her gap tooth smile had been transformed.
Oh, right, she did have
so
that.
She no longer has a gap in her tooth, and people lost their
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
There's one of them. Yeah. One woman tweeted, I logged on to find out that Dakota Johnson, the only person who should have a gap in their teeth, got rid of hers. Please Venmo me during this difficult time. Another person did a whole video with one of those celebration of life videos that you play at someone's funeral with Dakota Johnson. And she wrote, rest in peace, Dakota Johnson's gap tooth gone, but not forgotten. Other people, rest in peace, Dakota Johnson's tooth gap was a legend in our community.
who has the best tooth gap among celebrities, do you think?
I enjoy Paul Shears.
I would say Michael Strahan is
I enjoy
winner.
Strahan.
Strahan is a killer gap tooth.
It's a weird conversation.
Who was that model, Hutton? Or
Lauren Hutton.
Lauren Hutton.
It's a good gap.
Letterman.
Please don't say it's Letterman. A good
Letterman.
Gap.
Yeah, Letterman.
Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
Good gap.
What about that Hobbit guy? He has a little gap.
Who's that?
Hobbit
Elijah
guy.
Wood? Elijah Wood has a little gap, doesn't
Does he?
Yep.
How about, and I think this will end this conversation.
Yeah, I hope so.
Madonna.
Oh, it's a famous
Very
gap.
Famous gap. I still think Strahan's the winner.
Eddie Murphy has a gap.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll end the conversation.
Thank you. We can do this all more.
I was promised that would
Kevin, happen. You want more?
No, I don't
Yeah, Elijah Wood definitely has a gap.
Okay.
I just looked it up. The bodyguard Steve from the Jerry Springer show has a gap.
Steve
Wilkos.
Steve.
Sure.
His show's still on.
Yeah, he has a gap tooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
He does. He does have a gap tooth.
Kevin has checked out.
Oh, show. The hell?
Although Letterman was a pretty strong one.
That was a good one, Bugs.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Possibly Kevin, which famous. Has been your favorite so far?
Have to stop doing this.
Want to come to England with me?
I need some time off.
Woody Harrelson.
Yes! Oh, good one.
What's wrong with you people? Woody Harrelson.
Does Willem Dafoe have a... He has sort
I feel
of...
like he does. He does. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kevin, how about Anthony Anderson?
Oh, no. Cutting out.
Listen,
cutting
I know you out. Said Anthony Anderson. And
I can't cut you out at
you're
the same
right.
time.
He does have a gap Shoot. In his teeth.
All right. Let's move on, shall we?
We're going to move on without even mentioning Mike Tyson.
Oh, such a famous one. That's a famous one. Tooth gap. I can't believe we even forgot him.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
I don't think that's true.
I don't either. No.
I don't think.
He may not have fully understood.
Okay. Okay.
But he did have a gap when he said it.
Yeah, he did.
That's the point.
As does Louis Anderson every week on Baskets.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
No. All right. Are we done with gaps?
I think so.
Okay. What's going on between...
Dennis Leary! He's got
it
one!
It is a good gap.
Dennis
yeah.
Leary's got a good gap.
Does Dennis Rodman?
Great question. I'm looking it up.
Huh.
Dennis Miller?
Oh, could it be a Dennis thing?
Do
Dennis
all Dennis
the Menace?
All Dennises have gap teeth? I think Rodman. It's in... Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. All right.
How about Anna Paquin?
Oh, that is a serious
yes, for
gap.
Sure, for sure.
Exciting story.
So when I said, are we done with gaps and we moved on, we good?
Well, this is the scene after the credits where I bring up Flea.
Oh, great one.
Oh, they added another Avenger. Good one.
All right, guys, what's going on with Lindsay Lohan and Mohammed bin Salman?
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's the guy who's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
A lot of people would say, you know, ruthless dictator. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might even say kills journalists.
How does she
the real
even...
power behind the throne of Saudi Arabia.
How does she even get into his orbit, though? Is this one of those deals where he paid to have a celebrity at a party or something?
She's been living in Dubai for a few years.
Yeah.
And a rep says that... she's been living there. Sources say that she's regularly courted by Middle Eastern dignitaries. I believe
we call those escorts.
Yeah. Very rich men are usually calling her to give her money.
Sources say that Mohammed bin Salman flies her around on his jets, showers her with presents, and has given her a credit card as well. That won't end well for you. I know you own everything, but she can bleed you dry.
Yeah.
I feel like she could. So this is a not a great look. You don't really want to be, you know, cavorting with dictators.
No.
Speaking of Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I was looking at it the other way. You don't really want to be cavorting with Lindsay Lohan. That's a bad look for the dictator.
Yeah. Oh, he may have killed a journalist in cold blood, but the real problem is he's hanging out with Lindsay Lohan.
Good Lord. All right. Well, there you have it. Any more last-minute additions to the gap?
I've moved on. I mean, I'm not even thinking about Seal.
Very good one.
All right, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Friend of the show, a wonderful actress, a great human being, and boy, does she stay hydrated. Maren Dungey. M. Night Shyamalan, Soleil Moon Frye, Vera Farmiga, and Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice.
That's a bop, you guys.
It's a bop. And I'm going to tell you, Muggs was just grooving, and it's the only time Kevin smiled that whole segment.
Watching Muggs dance always makes me laugh.
And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
I was thinking about this since you brought it up off air yesterday, Allie. The list of things that I cannot do that I should be able to do is longer than the list of things that I can do.
Oh, no.
You know...
I don't believe that to be true.
Here's the thing.
Come on, buddy. You're good.
I'm lucky that I have a wife.
Yeah,
but,
you are.
For a lot of reasons. But, like, when she's gone, I can't cook anything.
I mean...
Yeah.
I can't cook anything.
Okay.
I don't...
The soup you make in college where you just add water?
I can make soup.
Ramen?
All right.
You're right.
Yeah. I can heat up soup. And I can certainly microwave anything.
All right.
But I mean, like the most basic meal in the world, like pasta, for instance, I don't know how to do that.
What?
I don't know how to do that.
Boiling water? What? You put it in hot water. What are you talking about?
I can't make pancakes.
The instructions are on the box.
All the things so far, you just add water.
I'm telling you.
What's happening?
No, there's more.
Do you not have water?
Hey,
no,
Bean.
He's going to have an aneurysm.
Bean, do you know how to make ice cubes?
No, but we found that out.
No, but there's more to making pancakes than just adding water.
Not much.
There's flour and there's whatever else you put in pancakes.
You can buy the mix and you just add water.
Bisquick and you just add maybe an egg and some water.
And that's pretty good. See, now you're talking cooking, though. I can't cook, what I'm telling you. And then I was thinking about another thing.
Unbelievable.
And I want to hear where this is all coming from. But another thing that I can't do that is embarrassing is if I lost a button on my shirt, I do not know how to sew it back on.
Oh, I don't either.
I've never sewed a button in my life. So where did this come from, Allie? Why are we talking about how bad I am?
I saw somebody tweet, yesterday we learned that our landlord, a Stanford-educated engineer, he doesn't know how to open a combination lock. And Joel admitted... he can't blow up balloons. So now I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with knowing what everyone's weird life skill blind spots are. So something that you should know how to do by now, and you just don't.
Lock. I think we all learned when we were in school.
Yeah, and
yes,
I thought about
right?
it, but not. Maybe he didn't have lockers at school, so he never had to use it. Maybe he didn't have a bike, or that he used a combination lock. I mean, I don't know.
Seems like there's a lot of chances for him to have learned along the way.
That's weird. Sure. So that's
are really the only two, though. I think that most people would have a lock, right? Or maybe luggage. Luggage, some people use a common
But also, isn't it somewhat self-explanatory?
Yeah, it really sort of is. No, I mean, but even on the back of the lock, if you get it new, it says turn right past whatever number. You know what I mean? It actually explains it.
Does not being able to blow up balloons count as a life skill that you should have?
I feel like you should be able to know how to blow up a balloon.
Because,
like,
it comes up.
Like, Kevin can't whistle, for instance. Does that count as a life skill?
Does it? I feel like it is, yeah.
And I can't I can't blow a bubble.
Some people can't snap.
I can't snap either.
What? Whoa.
I can't snap. I don't know how to do it. I've tried.
Wait,
I've tried hard.
We want to listen.
That's not snapping.
You have a lighter for hand.
And I cannot blow bubble gum. I cannot blow a bubble.
You
blow
no.
A
bubble. Yeah. Have you tried all different kinds of gum?
All different kinds of gum.
Have you tried Big League Chew?
I've tried every of them.
Bubblicious?
All of them.
Freshen Up?
You can keep naming them, but I've tried them all. And Donna has tried very hard to patiently show me how it works, and I cannot do it.
I think he's a pussy.
Moggs, do you have one?
Yes, I do. To this day, I still need to watch an instructional video every time I tie a tie. I don't know how to do
that. I think that's kind of understandable.
It helps me remember. It helps me remember, and then I go, oh, right. I've done that.
If you do it rarely, then it goes away. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, now that I'm wearing Hawaiian shirts, I'll probably wear it more. But at the time, guys, I have been thinking about this, and I was going to say the obvious ones that a lot of people have, like I can't change a tire.
And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Life skills you never learned.
Why can't you change a tire, Jesse?
It's never come up.
Have you just been lucky and never had a flat?
No, I've called AAA.
Wow. How about when you were a teenager?
I called AAA.
Oh,
what you say? It sounded like, what was I, Raised in Medieval Times?
Calabasas.
And then, the whole $100 a year or whatever. And then the other thing I thought of is I've never driven a shift. I've never driven
a
non-manual car.
Really? But you know, I see a story about 3 times a year from somebody who tries to carjack or steal a car and doesn't get very far because they don't realize it's a manual transmission.
But I feel like if you're not in a rush, if you're not trying to steal, I feel like you could probably figure it out.
I don't know.
I would feel like you
maybe.
Probably
I guess I know the kind of the instinct.
If you're in a rush, maybe not.
You know? I definitely will be like, herky jerky the whole drive.
Yeah.
But then I realized.
Your wife told you?
Yeah. I don't know how to blow my nose.
What are you talking
what
about?
What do you mean?
I don't know how to blow my nose.
What?
I've never blown my nose.
I'm handing him a tissue
right now. What are you
talking about? Because hold on.
So what do you do when you need to blow your nose?
Nothing really comes out.
Well, you have to maybe close one nostril.
Does your nose
I've
work?
Done that too.
Okay.
It's not.
Is your nose functional?
Yes, I sneeze. I do. Okay. People say God bless you.
You
unfortunately,
smell things?
I have. You know, I'll deal with what's in my nose with a tissue. You know what I mean? Or
when you have a cold.
Yes,
and your nose is always stuffy. You don't blow it?
What?
No. You just wait for it to come out?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What are you even saying?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know why I didn't blow my nose. Mm-hmm. And then Danielle makes fun of me about it. And
she should.
Brought it up in front of my mom. My mom goes, I told him not to because it messes, which is insane, because it messes with the plugging of your ears.
So she told you to never do it.
And then I just lived in it. And then I was just like, I guess I don't blow my nose. And now I don't know how to do it.
You are such a cuck.
Spell, please.
With a U. With a U.
C U C K. C U C K.
By the way, I will need that drop.
Can we fire you for that?
Yeah, totally
blowing his nose. What does this even mean?
I don't know how to blow my nose. I don't. And Danielle thinks it's so strange.
That is bizarre.
Because she's a human that lives in this world. Yeah. It is strange.
I've never had to do it. And people, I guess, will be like, that's why he sounds so nasally.
You have had to do it. When you get a cold and stuff, you have had to take care of it.
It kind of waits for it to come out on its own.
Or the sneeze at that point will help me.
So you'll just have a runny nose, a nose that it is just full of, I don't even know what you call that stuff that's
mucus.
In your nose.
I think you'd call it snot.
Okay. Sure.
Snot, yeah. You'll just have a nose full of snot, and you'll just wait for it drip by drip to come out. And you'll adjust it on the outside of your nostrils.
Number one, I'm not a faucet, but I will.
You would if you don't blow your nose.
I don't think that it comes up in my life as much as you're saying. You're saying it as if I'm walking around with like a snotty nose. I've never had an instance where I'm like.
People do get sick as an adult in their lifetime. You're saying you're almost 40 now and you've never blown your nose because you don't know how to.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
No allergies.
You're dead to me.
But I allergies. That's but that does never gets to that close. It's never. It's like beyond. It's like in the sinuses more than it is in my nose. But
you then, never have a runny nose
from an allergy?
No, no, I never had an allergy. No, no, no.
Are you a human?
Mine are sinus. Sinus related. I'll have allergies.
You live in Southern California where there are constant fires. It never affects you in your nose?
Yeah, fire affects my nose, but it doesn't make me want to blow my nose. No.
What about a really dusty area? You go to Joshua Tree, kicks up a little bit of dust.
Well, I'm on acid at Joshua Tree.
Okay. So. Okay. All right.
No, no, you're saying so you're saying dust is in my nose and now I need to blow it out?
Yeah.
No, I've never had that. Thanks.
Let's go to Rick, LBC line 3, please. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call us or to text us, by the way. There's a life skill you never learned. Rick, good morning.
What's up, party people? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
How
you
guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Okay, so I've never told a living soul this other than my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I only know how to tie my shoes using the bunny ears.
Using the bunny ears?
Like the one they teach you as a child.
I don't even know that.
It's like you. It's not the way we do it. It's like two circles on the side, right? And then you tie those together, basically.
Yep.
It's a child.
I know the concept, over, under, around, and through. Never tried it.
Never tried it.
Why haven't you tried it, Rick?
Because bunny ears work.
I have no idea. The bunny ears work, so why try something else?
I remember as a kid using bunny ears, and they do loosen up a little bit more than the normal. So do you find yourself with open shoelaces more?
Maybe. That might be a problem.
You should learn to tie them.
Hey, Rick.
A helpful skill.
Final question. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Can you blow your nose like a human?
Yes, I'm
then
not
you're
that
fine.
Weird.
I'm
then,
not
yeah,
that weird.
Then you're absolutely fine. Don't worry about the shoelace thing. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Nobody is going to be as freaky as Jensen on this topic. But what life skill have you not learned as an adult? We want to talk to you next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
We're going to talk to Molly, line 2. We're talking about life skills that you should have but you don't. Abdullah says definitely ironing. I can iron for 30 minutes and still not get a crease out. I'm right there with you. Celia, also, I can't snap my fingers. Ashley says, I look at an analog clock way too long before I'm able to tell what time it is.
Understandable.
That's a skill that, I mean, if you're a certain age, you've never really had to use an analog clock.
Right.
All right, Molly, what's going on with you? What's the thing you should be able to do but you can't?
Well, I should be able to, but I cannot burp.
Oh, that's a bummer.
How do you live? I thought you had to burp just like you have to poop.
I feel it, and so I try, and I open my mouth, but nothing comes out.
Oh, it's such a satisfying thing.
Wait, so even if you were to down... even if you were to down a bunch of sodas, like, you wouldn't be forced to burp basically by your body?
No, like, I can't. It just doesn't happen. People have tried to train me. They've told me what to do, swallow air, swallow soda, nothing.
So where does all this air go? All
the
this
butt?
Gas?
Does it come out the butt?
She farts like a crazy person.
Eventually. It's like a gurgling sensation inside my esophagus.
Mm. All right, hold on a sec.
First of all,
Molly.
That's sexy.
I got something for you. Hang on.
Nice.
I'm just rubbing it in, bragging.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Allie, let's hear yours. Allie's real good at it.
Oh, I don't have any soda, so I apologize.
She's not prepared to burp.
Yeah, I wish
Molly,
I could.
Thank you for the call.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on with you?
All right, guys, this just in, FX is solidifying the future of Atlanta.
Yes.
They haven't even begun production on season 3, but they have already announced that it's been renewed for a 4th season.
Wow.
I enjoy that. It's weird, but I'll take it.
I think if you can be in business with Donald Glover, take that
you
opportunity.
Do, yeah.
And here's another reason why they have announced this right now. Because production on seasons 3 and 4 will begin next spring. They're going to film them back to back because that's the only break in Donald Glover's schedule.
Wow.
They're like, let's bust out 2 seasons of this, film it back to back, and then we have another season.
It's only
just
August.
To wait.
Next spring?
Next spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't follow Donald Glover close enough, but do you know, I always feel like he says, I'm retiring Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he just starts rapping as Donald Glover?
Or a whole other persona?
Or is he walking away from music?
Hasn't announced it yet.
Yeah, we
hasn't
don't know.
Announced. Got yeah, it. I think his last show was just last weekend. Mm-hmm. Did a festival, so he's a busy guy, you guys. But
he's so good at Coachella.
Yeah,
so good.
Was it Back to the Future 2 and 3 that they filmed at the same time?
Yes. So funny, Bean. I'm so Bean-like. I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say it, but I held myself back.
And they filmed a bunch of the Avatars at the same time, too, right?
That's what they've been saying they're
doing. I think they filmed like six in a row right now.
If any of that exists.
Right.
And would it be funny if we find out that James Cameron has been lying this entire
time? I don't have a thing. I don't have a second on film.
Yeah. That's why they keep pushing him back further and further again. There is no Avatar 2, and it's the world's greatest practical joke.
I need six more months, and then nothing. And then just puts a home movie on.
What like if it. There's no Avatar?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Amazing. Ah, I like it. Speaking of Avatar, another movie I haven't seen. We've discussed how I hadn't seen The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I remedied that.
I mean, it was unacceptable, so she did do the right thing and watched it.
Although she refuses to watch The Godfather 2, which is arguably even better.
I don't refuse. It's just so silly to me that I finally watched The Godfather, and it wasn't enough.
We're not happy?
Everyone's like, no, number 2 is definitely better. Like, really?
It's as good or better.
As good as the first one is, why wouldn't you want to see the second one?
Again, it was perfectly fine.
Oh, my God.
I love movies.
I hadn't seen any James Bond. Finally watched a couple of those. They are great.
Yeah,
you guys should have told me about those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's why I bring it up. Because Tina Fey was on Lights Out with David Spade, and she was talking about the one movie that everyone has seen, everyone tells her to see, and she's just like, no, now I'm absolutely never going to watch it because it's become this weird, strange source of pride for her, having never seen it. And for her, that movie is Top Gun.
All right.
Interesting.
I mean, you do start to build up a resentment if everyone tells you haven't watched, you have to watch it.
I don't know if I've met like the Top Gun lobbyist, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's like
so over the top
Star Wars or, you know what I mean?
I agree. I don't think it is a classic movie. I think
I definitely don't think it is.
It's not a classic. Yeah. So why?
But I feel like you also should have seen
At some point, maybe.
But look, it's not an essential movie. It wouldn't be on anyone's essential list of 500 movies that you have to see. You know what I mean? Like, I would never push you to see Top Gun if you hadn't seen it. It's not the same as The Godfather.
I'll probably be proven wrong, but I didn't think that the trailer to Top Gun 2 really got the kind of attention they were expecting either.
I agree.
I don't think it was
I think it was overshadowed by other things at Comic-Con for sure.
Yeah.
Like Cats.
Yeah. I mean, that Cats trailer will never be forgotten.
Oh my God. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Look, these are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
And then Kevin said it looked good.
It looked pretty good.
All thought he was kidding. We thought, okay, he was bitten in the neck by a spider. He's on
pain pills.
Like, something is going on.
That's
very possible.
And he
stood by it.
Look. Taylor Swift is in it, and I'm not sure I can go see this movie.
That's what
I'm
saying.
I mean, come on.
Directing Cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
Come on, sir.
Sure it is.
It's all insane.
I guess what I'm saying is Tina Fey has nothing to be embarrassed about if she hasn't seen Top Gun. It was fine at the time. It's not something you need to go back and pick.
But what about... What about Play With The Boys, Bean?
You should just rent that on Pornhub.
I'm telling you, that volleyball scene, I got my period.
Same.
That's when I became a woman. Is there a movie, Jensen, for you that people say, I can't believe you haven't seen it?
It drives you crazy?
Well, considering I spent most of my high school and college years just watching movies. Bean and I have created a relationship where I just text him movie names that I have missed from the 70s, 80s, and then he tells me if I should see them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he always is surprised. If I'm like, After Hours, I've never seen After Hours.
Okay.
So he'll write me back and be like, oh, you gotta see that one.
That's one of the underrated essential Scorsese movies.
Bean is pretty good at that, too.
He is.
He does that for me, too.
He's pretty accurate.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever...
He knows what we like and what won't.
I mean, I'm more in, I think, TV when I miss Game of Thrones or whatever. Like, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Like Peaky Blinders.
Well, we should start Game of Thrones, but stop before the final season.
Yeah. Like David, a Dodger game. I think I've seen most of the movies that you need to see that are essential or classic.
What are you shocked by, Ellie?
Oh, my God. Beer Mug just pointed at himself and said a movie that I... Are you kidding me?
That you've never seen?
What movie have you never seen?
Breakfast Club.
Wow. Wow, that does seem sacrilegious.
That makes no sense to me.
It's up your alley. You would like it.
Yeah, you would like it. That's very appropriate for you.
Come on, Mugs. Hmm. That is very upsetting.
You need to watch it before you even come back in.
Oh, no.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is bad. This is bad. I don't like it. I agree with that woman.
I looked at Allie because I thought she was saying that.
Getting very confusing. There's so many Allies now.
Some would say too many. No, no one says that.
No one says that.
No one says,
no one says that.
You guys, I love this story so much. An Oregon man who accidentally threw out $23,000 of his life savings was reunited with the old shoebox full of cash over the weekend.
That's exciting!
This is crazy, you guys. So he realized his terrible mistake. He threw out this shoebox full of cash. First of all, you heard of a bank?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. But, and then he assumed, oh my God, it's too late. Recycling truck had already picked up the trash. So he contacted Recology. I guess that's the people that recycle it, I guess.
Okay.
And he said, we take a bit of material every day, so the odds of finding that are not much better than a needle in a haystack. But still, he alerted the workers, hey, if you see this shoebox, trust me, we need to give it back to this man. Here's the thing. A 200-mile trip, he drove from his house in Oregon to Humboldt County, where the recycling was taken.
Yeah.
And he recovered all but $320 from it.
That's crazy.
That's an amazing story, you
guys.
Who
wouldn't take it all?
I don't think we want to know that. But isn't that crazy?
Some money was missing, but not
just
all?
Just $320 out of $23,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
But I'm saying if it's going to be recycled and you're taking money out of it, I mean, take it all.
Well,
right?
That's a horrible person. We're saying
somebody
that
stole
this is
$320.
Well, maybe they were like, listen, finder's fee.
Okay.
And they took it. They're like, it smells. I deserve this. And they took $320.
Okay.
I think that's nice.
I think that if someone found anything above $200 to me, I'm giving them a reward. In any case.
Yeah, agreed. If they give it back to you. Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking reward. It's no. There's no mention of that
in
here. But
I think that's what happened. Just leave the rest.
He took it as a reward.
Yeah.
Or she. Okay.
She, yeah.
All right. That might be it, you guys.
Seems fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you have it.
I love sheep.
Whoa.
That's
an odd little addition right there.
I'm telling you, too many alleys.
This story is kind of bizarre. Denise Richards is apparently on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. Mm-hmm. And during the reunion episode, she was wearing a halter dress. And viewers noticed that her thyroid seemed to be a bit enlarged, prompting fans to reach out to her about her condition.
Wow. I'm an escort, you guys. I'm a hooker.
Again, odd thing to add. I don't know why she would say that.
I'm a Nazi. Join my team.
Well, that is awful. Lady, I think you should just stop. But she went and got her thyroid checked. Yeah, it was an enlarged thyroid. Because of people watching TV and they're like, that looks off.
How closely
isn't
people,
that crazy?
I know people where that's happened before.
Really?
I do. That's a pretty
on
common
TV?
One. Yeah, that's a common one.
What?
Yeah, because you don't notice it, I guess. And then people on TV, I know two people who've gotten a bunch of tweets.
Wow.
Interesting.
I do.
I do remember, I forget who it was, but
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, I'm trying to think too. Somebody got diagnosed on TV. Yeah.
Got diagnosed, yeah. They had a spot on their back and a dermatologist emailed them and said, hey, that might be nothing, could be melanoma. It was melanoma. So, I mean, crazy. You want me to pee on you? I don't think that will help melanoma. As a matter of fact, I know it won't. Odd. Some birthdays for you guys. The wonderful friend of the show, wonderful human being, loves staying hydrated, great actress, great mother, Miss Maren Dungey.
Yay!
M. Night Shyamalan, Soleil Moon Fry, Vera Farmiga, and Ginger from the Spice Girls.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell us what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell us what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I really, really, really want. Zig, zig, ah.
She sounds great.
See, mm-hmm. I totally understand why people wanted that reunion.
Are you sad you didn't make that, Jensen?
That would have been good.
Okay.
Yeah. That song you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it's callback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the callback. Yeah. It's a good point.
Wanker.
Wait, there's more noises happening.
Now it sounds like a sawing and a drill at the same time into a pipe.
Turn down this.
No, just
don't
stop.
Hear it.
Just stop.
Sons
just stop.
Of bitches.
Yeah,
they know.
Crazy.
They listen to the show.
It's crazy. Happy birthday, Cherry Hallowell.
The hammering. Stop the
right?
hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
Agreed.
Where is it?
Oh, thanks, Ellie.
Sure turn it down.
Sounds loud as we'd
That's
want.
Definitely got to be played.
Not as loud as we'd want.
God damn
No!
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all at 5 p.m. Nope, commercial free-for-all is on Friday.
I did it!
Commercial free, 5 p.m. hour.
A lot of work to get to that one
is today. A random act of helpfulness in the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes his guest. Cheers with mugs. People are dumb. And actor, comedian, and friend Kevin Nealon will join us tomorrow morning.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.